It's been such a long fucking week. Work is overwhelming. The house isn't tidy. My anxiety is in overdrive, and I haven't had a second to just be in days. But we finally made it to Friday with no plans for the night ahead, and I need release. I need something to take me out of my mind for a bit. I'm home before you, so I climb the stairs to our room, slip inside, and peel off the layers of the day, one by one. The cute blazer with the itchy tag, a sleek black shirt that just wouldn't sit right, that red bra I really have to replace, my pencil skirt with no stretch, all on the floor. I save those heels you love so much for last. Even when I'm alone, you subtly control what I do, and it's intoxicating. Wearing only your favorite lacy red thong, I kneel on the carpet near the edge of our bed and wait. The anticipation is half the fun, so I'm building it for myself, creating a scene in my head that you don't know about yet. But that's a minor detail. You're so good at understanding what I need. I can trust you to jump in without much explanation. That's the best part, after a week like this, knowing that I don't have to explain. Not that I don't trust you to receive it. I do, but sometimes having to say, I've had a rough week, and what I really, really need is for you to spank me to tears and then make me come, is just too much. Finally, I hear the front door open. Listen closely as you settle inside before calling out my name. I don't respond. A tiny act of defiance I allow myself before the night begins. It's harmless, anyhow. Our room is the first place you'll go, so I know you'll find me soon. And there you are, pushing open our door, crowding the frame as if expecting it to grow to accommodate your size. You've lost your suit jacket already, tie loose and shirt sleeves roughly rolled up. Already shaking off the professional mask and slipping into the comfort of the real you. Watching you loosen up is my favorite thing, other than watching you come undone, of course. A quick sweep of the room and you catch me on the floor, prepared and positioned like an offering to you. On my knees and naked, but for this piece of lace masquerading as underwear. You walk towards me, firm, sure steps, and squat down to eye level. I can actually see the question and answer form in your eyes. You had the briefest moment of confusion before realizing what I need. You ask, not for confirmation, but to set the scene. Do you need to be punished, pet? You whisper, the depth of it shooting through me. Yes, sir. Please. I reply, torn between relief at how quickly you caught on an unbridled need for what comes next. You stand to your full height, towering over me for a moment before answering my plea with a command. Good. Stay there, pet. Head down until I decide it's time. Fuck, baby. You're too good to me. I've already been kneeling for so long, and now you demand that I wait, creating more anticipation, more tension, all to make that final release even more earth-shattering. So I do as I'm told, knelt here by the bed with my eyes to the floor while you change into something comfortable. Oh, when I hear your belt unbuckle, I almost risk a glance, wanting to see if that's what you plan for tonight. But I resist, falling into the comfort of obeying your earlier instruction. It's a form of relief, trusting you with that control and knowing I'll be rewarded for it. Minutes or hours later, I'm not sure, you finally return to where I'm waiting for you. You pause to observe me again, take in the sight of my submission, my need once more before we start. I hear your breath catch, and I know this turns you on just as much as it does me. We both love the usual play, me acting the brat until you correct me. But there's something more about this. Asking to be punished just because. I feel you settle on our bed next to me, and my heart skips a beat, excitement coursing through my veins now. Get up, over my lap now, the firm command music to my ears. I'm eager in my compliance, standing too quickly and nearly falling back down before you catch my wrist in a tight grip. Certain I'm stable, you pull me over your lap and position me just so. My hips balanced on one thick thigh so I can feel your cock pressing into my stomach, your sweatpants offering no real barrier. Is it painful, I wonder, to be that fucking hard? I don't have long to consider the question before your big hand is on my ass, rubbing across one cheek and then the other and back again, preparing me for what's to come. I'm so hungry for the first firm slap that I almost miss your question. You want me to tell you again what I need, not because you don't know, but because it makes your cock fucking throb to hear me say it. I give you what you ask for, begging sweetly. Spank me, sir. Please. Please. You ask for my safe word, and I respond. And finally, finally, the time has come. Your hand comes down perfectly, right side first, the kind of smack that will leave a handprint but still gives you plenty of room to kick up the intensity as the night goes on. Another smack, left side, follows quickly and you set a nice tempo, alternating, and this is exactly what I fucking need. It's not a slow, torturous set with counting, and it's not fast to the finish line, but the perfect mid-pace with just the right amount of sting. A few minutes in and I'm squirming, not from the pain, but from the ache building between my thighs. It starts off soft, just a feeling of emptiness. Then my pussy is asking to be filled, then begging. My clit follows, growing more sensitive with each successive spank. Nothing else exists in this moment. My entire reality narrowed down to the feeling of your palm across my ass and how my body reacts to it. What are those noises? Fuck, is that me? You encourage it, coaxing me to let it out, reminding me that nobody can hear me cry. I give in. That's not a conscious choice. You're pulling these whimpers from my core with every fucking smack. Oh, shit. I could come like this. I might come from this. I just... the feeling of your hard cock pressing into my lower stomach and your strong hand spanking me with purpose without relent. Ah, but you have other plans. Oh, I feel a change in you as you decide. Your pace and firmness picks up like you're giving me all you've got left before moving to something different. Oh, I count now, not out loud, but curious, all the same. 10 times you spank me fast and hard. 10 more times, and I swear you know that's the magic number to keep me on the edge. I would have come at 11, baby. Oh, before I even realize it's over, you've got me off your lap and on the bed. Ass up and face in the mattress. Standing behind me, you drag my ruined thong halfway down my thighs before deciding that's sufficient. I can feel my cum covering my thighs, and you let me know it's a sight, inhaling sharply as you take stock of what you've done to me. So you want to see? You growl out, struggling to restrain yourself. I somehow managed a whimper. Yes, sir. And within seconds, you found your phone and snapped a picture of your masterpiece. You put the phone in front of me and let me admire the pretty mess while you take your pants off. We're both shaking at this point, desperate for the connection, the explosion. You use one hand to grip my hip tight enough to bruise and use the other to drag your cock against my cunt. Once, twice, 3 times before positioning yourself just right. Oh, I cry out in desperation as you push inside of me. So damn slowly, inch by glorious inch, when you're as deep as you can go, your control finally, finally breaks. The only way to describe it is punishing. Your thrusts deep and hard and fucking fast. I am filled, every part of me alive. Neither of us will last long at this pace, and that's fine by me. I need to come more than I need to breathe now. You have the same realization. Slip a hand under my hip, press your fingers against my clit, and start working it as thoroughly as you're working my pussy. The feeling of your hips smacking against my ass the same way your hand did fucking sends me. I'm so close, baby. Every part of me tightening now, preparing for a wave that might knock me out. I beg you to join me. Give me your cum, and I'll give you mine together. Now, now let go together. Fall with me into ecstasy. I need it. I fucking need you to fill my pussy while it chokes your cock. I've never needed anything more. Please, I cry out, begging one last time, and you give it to me, perfect man that you are. Just as everything explodes, I feel that first pulse of hot cum inside of me. Here you cry out in tandem with me. When we've recovered our ability to think, you bend down and press a soft kiss just below my ear.
Do you feel better, sweet girl?
I smile and nod in reply, finally calm for the first time all week. There's no worries, no anxiety over yesterday or tomorrow, just me and you in this moment, sweaty and satisfied, and at least one of us so thoroughly spanked.